Amazing grace. Don't make me sing it alone. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. A guy by the name of John Newman wrote that song. Long before he wrote that song, though, he was actually a slave trader. In fact, he was the captain of a ship, a slave ship, at one time. He converted to Christianity along the way, though, and then became an abolitionist and an Anglican priest and a songwriter. The lyrics of that song could easily, though, or they were very much kind of an autobiographical lyrics that saved a wretch like me. I was lost and been found. Those same lyrics, they could have been written, though, by the Israelites in the desert that day when they came to the land of Canaan. Even after their unfaithfulness to God, he brought them to that land that he had promised, and for the first time, they were able to eat the fruit of the land. They didn't have to depend upon the manna of the desert. It could have been written by that prodigal son the morning after, you know, maybe a little bit of a hangover, but the celebration, you know, and celebrating, I was lost and have been found. Those same lyrics could have probably been written by most of every one of us as well. When we cross from that place where we were, well, we messed up, and we were sure that we could never be loved again or that we couldn't be forgiven, but then we came to know it. The forgiveness, the love, one more time, it was going to be okay. In those moments, my friends, when we go from being loathsome to blessed, from sinner to redeemed, from exile into a loving embrace, from turmoil to peace, that's an amazing grace. It's unconfined by any culture, any family, any parameters of time, and once it's revealed, whether it comes from a stranger or from a beloved, whether it comes from your parent or comes from your child, whether it comes from your friend or an enemy, it's an amazing, amazing grace. But when it comes from God, instead of rejection, we're restored. Instead of an ending, we receive a new beginning. I mean, sometimes that grace flows unexpectedly from another person, but often it does flow from the very breath of God. Somehow God reaches into our souls and assures us, it's okay. Come home. Come back to me. The exile has ended. You're still loved. It's going to be okay. Nothing has changed between us. Most of us are here this morning because we've been there, right? I know I have. How many times where I've messed up, but once again, I know that forgiveness of God or the forgiveness of you as a congregation, the forgiveness of my friends, to be receive that wonderful gift of mercy. Maybe you're here because you're looking for it right now. You need that in a moment of darkness, a moment of separation. You need to know that you're still in that loop of God's grace and that you are invited to come back, to come home. We can all relate to that prodigal son who was found in that loving embrace of his father. But my friends, there's many of us, people we work with, people who are neighbors, people who are friends, who don't know that prodigal love of God. Those people who are out there who stay enslaved by that darkness, by their sin, not because they want to, but because they just have never been given the gift, that faith, that trust. So they remain hungry, they remain homeless, not in a physical sense, but in a spiritual sense. And they can't believe that anyone, let alone God, could be that radical in forgiveness. They can't believe that anyone, let alone God, would rejoice at their return. They can't believe that God does not operate the way the world operates in carefully calculating sin and punishment, wrongdoing and repercussion. They cannot believe that God could be so extreme not only to welcome this sinner, but to rejoice at their return. They just don't know that love. And to them, my friends, to them, as St. Paul says, we must be the ambassadors of Christ. We must be the ministers of reconciliation. We've been entrusted with his sacred story to help them believe in Christ. And that when they come to Christ, the old things pass away, everything is made new. It's called forgiveness, and it never ends. We must be that voice of acceptance, of forgiveness, of compassion, of reconciliation. Tell that story of the prodigal son, not just with your lips, but with your very lives, so that everyone can know the forgiving, compassionate, reconciling voice of God. And maybe they too will come home.